Welcome to the One in Christ Resurrection Broadcast with Bishop-elect F.A. Gelsey Sr., located at 940 Broadway in Buffalo, New York. Now, let's go to the Word of God.
Somebody say, vision for solving racism. This is a major issue in the United States of America. It's a major issue in the United States of America, especially black and white. Now, there's other incidents, too, but that's the number one. That's the number one racism in America that America have is the division of black and white. Amen? Amen. Then Puerto Ricans come in, and then Asians come in. They all come in. But the black and white thing is big. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. I can see why, and I'm going to make a statement here. I can see why Muslims, the Muslim religion, or the Muslim group. I can see why Muslims sometimes ago, and I don't know if they still do it or not, but sometimes ago, they used to call the white man the devil. They'd actually say he was the devil. Amen. That devil. Amen. Glory to God. That's what they call them. Amen. That's what the Muslim called them. Amen. Not me, but the Muslim. I'm not a Muslim. They have done. I can see why they call them Muslim, because the white man in particular have done some evil, wicked stuff to the black man, especially the slavery thing. Amen. Amen. And then some stuff still going on today, even today in this society. How do we solve this problem that has been going on forever as I know it? Amen. Was there ever a time that they had love for each other? Was there ever a time that these two races, ever a time they had love for one another? That there wasn't no racist stuff in between the two races. Was there ever a time? Think about it. Was there ever a time in my generation? What about your generation? What about mama generation? She's 80 years old. Is there ever a time in her generation? What about somebody that's 100 years old? I know somebody that's 106 right now. You work out at the gym with me. 106. Amen. His name is, I forgot his name. But he was there ever a time that there was love between white and black? I'm in the church. I'm part of the church. You part of the church. We had that scripture tonight that we are all in Christ Jesus, ain't we? I'm in the church, and it seems like the church can't even get the stuff right. It seems like the church itself can't get this right. Amen. Black church, white church. There it is. What is that there? Black church, white church. Amen. Come on, the division there. Now, but what about just the church? Why is there a black church and why is there a white church? They say the number one, the biggest division of people is on Sunday. Everybody go their different ways. Amen. On Sunday. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. And we just read the word in Galatians 3:28. Look at Galatians 3:28. It says, in Christ Jesus, there is neither Jew nor Greek. That's what you'll say. Verse 28, Galatians 3, verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. You know what that is? God say that in Christ Jesus, there's neither Jewish, there's no Greeks. That's nationality. In Christ, there is no nationality. There is no black and white in Christ. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. Come on, church. In Christ, we're talking about in Christ now. We're preaching the word of God. In Christ, there's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither slave nor slave master. In Christ. And I don't believe God was into this slave stuff. I don't believe God was into this slave business. I really don't. God had nothing to do with it. Because when he said Christ, he demolished it. He said, there's no bond that's not free in me. I'm getting rid of that slave stuff. I don't know where it come from. It came from the pits of hell. Because he said, in Christ, there's neither bond nor free. And then he goes on a little further to show us we got racism against women. in Bible time, there's neither what? Male nor female. For we are all what? One in Christ Jesus. Somebody say male nor female. There's a one race in Christ. There's one race in Christ. There's no gender in Christ that you can judge somebody, that you can put somebody down. Why can't the church get it? That's my question tonight. Why can't the church, I'm talking about the church, the baddest thing in the world, the church, the one that got eternal life, the one that has the power to do anything. There's nothing impossible with the church. Why can't the church get this racism thing? Why can't they demolish it? Why? Amen. Faith in Christ transcends the differences. Faith in Christ transcends the differences and makes all believers one in Christ. How many believe that? It transcends the differences. It transcends the likes and the no likes. It makes us all one in Christ. Somebody say glory to God. The church need to not impose distinctions. Are y'all listening to me? I say the church need not to impose distinctions that Christ has removed. Christ has removed the gender thing. Christ has removed the Jew and Greek thing. Christ has removed the bond and free thing. Bond means slave. Christ has removed that. The church need not to impose this distinction between, but that Christ has removed. All believers are heirs. What that verse say? Look at verse number 29. If ye be in Christ, if ye be Christ, then are you what? Abraham's seed and what? Heirs according to the what? Promise. All of us are heirs. Not just some of us are heirs. Everybody is an heir. If you be in Christ, you an heir. You are an heir of God. Ain't no high class and low class. Ain't no middle class. Ain't no rich and poor. We are all of us are heirs according to the promise that was promised to Abraham. If you're not an heir, because you don't know you an heir, and you need to sit under some good teaching where somebody can tell you who you are. Somebody say praise the Lord. We are all believers are heirs, and no one is more important than or superior to anyone else. Not in Christ Jesus. No one is more superior or important than anyone else in Christ Jesus. We are all what? One in Christ. Somebody say one in Christ. Say it again. One in Christ. Say we all of us, the whole body, the whole church is one in Christ. Bless God. Bless God. We are born again. We are born again. You're not born white. You're not born black. You're born not a color. You are spiritual. You're spiritual. You're born of the spirit. Man is a spirit. Man is a spirit. That's in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians. Man is a spirit that has a soul that lives in a body. But he is a what? Spirit. He ain't three part like people try to say. We three part. We spirit, soul, and body. No, he say man is a spirit that has a soul that lives in a body. So you are a spirit that has a soul that lives in a body. You ain't spirit, soul, and body. You are a spirit. Can you see a spirit? You can see a spirit. You can't see a spirit. Spirits don't have colors. And that's what I'm trying to get this person to see. We are born children of God. We are born children of God. When you're born again, you are born a child of God. Verse 26, for ye are all the children of God. Verse 26, Galatians 3:26. For you are all the children of God. By faith in who? Christ Jesus. When you put your faith in Jesus Christ, you was born again. And you was born a child of God. So in Christ Jesus, there's no male, there's no female, there's no Jew, there's no Greek, there's no white, there's no black, there's no Puerto Rican, whatever name you want, whatever you want to call. There's none of them. Not in Christ. Not in Christ. We are born children of God. What color is God? What color is God? Somebody say, what color is God? It shouldn't be off yet. What color is God? Somebody say, what color is God? Somebody tell me what color he is. God? What color is God? We are born of God, aren't we? God is a what? Spirit. They that worship him must worship him with what? Spirit and in truth. God is a what? Spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Somebody say praise the Lord. I never seen God before, so I can't tell you what color he is. I don't think he's a color. I don't think he's black. I don't think he's white. I don't think he's Jew. I don't think he's Greek. And we are his children. We are born like him. We look like him. We are made in the what? Image and likeness of God. We are made in the image and likeness. That's why the Bible says man is a spirit, because that's who God is, a spirit. We're made in his image and his likeness. Somebody say praise the Lord. The word say God is a spirit. Do a spirit have a color? No. Spirits don't have colors. If anyone can break this racism spirit, it's the church. The church has the power to do it. I say the church has the power to do it. The church does. The church has the power. Jesus said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And racism is one of the powers of the enemy. Somebody say, we got the power. Somebody say, we got the power to attack racism, to solve the racism problem in America. The church can do it. That's the one that can do it. That's the main one. That's the power one. That's the one that got the ability. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Christ has already done the work. He has already done it. He's already defeated it. We just letting racism just run over, just ruin us. He already done the work. He already did the fight. All we got to do is fight the fight of faith to believe it. Racism is already defeated. It's already defeated. We just ain't got into it. We just don't walk in the word. We don't walk in the light of the word. We don't do what the word say. The Bible is clear in Galatians 3:26. For we are all the children of God by faith in Christ and Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized in Christ have put on Christ. I got Christ on me. Amen. That there is neither Jew nor Greek. In Christ Jesus, there's no Jew nor Greek. So we already got it. We already got it. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither slave nor master. No. We already defeated. We already got that beat. We already beat that. Amen. There's neither male nor female. We're not gonna judge somebody. Look at somebody on gender situation and put them down. No. There's neither male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed, and you are an heir according to the promise. We are all one level. You ain't got more than me. I ain't got more than you. We are all one in Christ Jesus. We just got to know it. Somebody say praise the Lord. We're the real church. Stand up. Will the real church stand up? it's going to take some real talk, some real conversation. I started off talking about what it's going to take to do it. It's going to be real talk and real conversation. Somebody say, praise the Lord. No hidden agendas. No hidden agendas. Speaking the real stuff. What we feel on the inside that can't be seen on the outside. That's how you're going to beat it. Because we already won. We are winning. Somebody say, we win. It's my winning season. It's my winning season. It's come on, Will, we gonna sing that at the end too. Get that ready. Get that ready. We gonna sing that at the end. Cause somebody say we winning. We already won. We all brothers and sisters. Come on, church. Let the church say, amen. Let the church say, amen, amen, amen. Everybody say amen. 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 That means so be it. Somebody praise the Lord. Amen. What we feel on the inside that can't be seen on the outside, it comes out at certain times, but no one knows but you and yourself and God. God knows everything. You can be, you're already set free. There's neither bond nor free. You're not bound by nothing. Somebody, let me show you a scripture here. Look at Romans chapter 6. Look at Romans chapter 6. Verse 3. Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's my winning season. It's my winning season. Romans 6, verse 3. Know ye not, don't you know, when he say know ye not, he mean don't you know. Romans chapter 6, verse 3, daughter, you can't find it? All right, keep on looking. Romans chapter 3, verse, chapter 6, verse 3, I'm sorry. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ was baptized into his what? Death. Somebody say, I already died. Amen. We died with Christ. That's what it says here. In verse 4. Therefore, we are what? Buried with him by what? Baptism. Into what? Death. You've been buried. You done died and was buried with him. Come on, talk to me. This is talking about those that are in Christ Jesus. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in what? Newness of life. Not in the old racism, racist lifestyle of black and white, of Jew and Greek, of bond or free. We've been past that stage. My God, we done been baptized. We done been buried with him and raised with him. We walking in what? Newness of life. Somebody say it's a new day. Glory to God. I just didn't know it. Now you know it. Now you know it. Now you know it. Now you know it. As long as you, if you keep coming to get under this word here, you're going to know a lot because God has given me some stuff, amen, and he's sharing some stuff with me. He said, this is a time to bring people out of bondage, which they're already out of bondage. I ain't going to bring you out. I'm just going to let you know you're already out. All you got to do is step into it. I'm just giving you some stuff that you already, that's already been done. I take no credit for nothing that's going to happen. You're already free. Amen. Somebody say, I'm already free. Verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in what? Newness of life. Verse 5. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his what? Resurrection. Did Jesus rise from the dead? We're in the same likeness of rising from the dead. Glory to God. Death can't hold us down. Oh, death, where's thy sting? Oh, grave, where's thy victory? The sting of death has been defeated in Christ Jesus, and we defeated it too. We walk it. Come on, say we got a new life. Somebody said, it's my winning season. Look at verse 5. Verse 6. Knowing this, since you know this, that our old man is what? Crucified with him? Somebody say, old man. Somebody say, old life. Somebody say, I used to be. I ain't that no more. My old man has been crucified with him, that the body of sin might be what? Destroyed. That henceforth we should not serve who? Sin. Racism is sin. Judging people is sin. We shall not serve sin. I refuse to serve sin anymore. I'm not a servant. I'm not bound by sin no more. Sin has no authority over me. Somebody say, sin got no power over me. We shall not serve sin. That's what it says right there in verse number 6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. He destroyed the body of sin, that henceforth we should not what? Serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Somebody say, I died and I'm free from sin. Glory to God. Verse 8, this is good here. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also what? Live with him. Is Christ alive? Is he ever going to die again? You with him. You died with him. You raised with him. So you're alive. You're not dead. If you're dead with him, you're alive with him. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody, what a word. What a word. Verse 8. Now, if we be dead with Christ, if we be dead with Christ, we believe. Come on, do you believe it? You got to believe it. See, that's why it don't work for you, because we don't believe it. But you got to do what the Bible says. Believe it. We believe that we shall also what? Live with him. Live with Jesus. Somebody say, I'm living with Jesus. He's alive. Verse 9. Knowing that Christ being what? Raised from the dead, dieth what? No more. Death hath no more what? Dominion over him. So if death got no dominion over him, guess what it says in verse number 10? For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Verse 11, likewise. I like that word there. Woo! Glory to God. Somebody say likewise. Likewise. Just like you heard about Jesus. Likewise. Likewise. Reckon. See yourself to be what? Dead. Indeed unto what? Sin. You got to see yourself dead to sin. I don't care if you've sinned. Don't see yourself as a sinner. Amen. I don't care if you ain't got it right yet. Long as you're in Christ Jesus, I don't see myself that way. Because I'm going to get it right once I start seeing the real deal. Glory to God. So you can't see yourself like that because the devil going to put it all on you. He going to mess you up. He will have you knowing that you all messed up. You ain't going to never get it right. Devil, I'm already right. Somebody say, I'm already right. Glory to God. I'm in Christ Jesus. Look at that. Verse 11. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Somebody say, I'm alive through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's solve the problem, church. Let's solve the racism problem. I'm talking to the whole body of Christ. I'm talking to everybody that watches me on this social media and everybody that heard me on this radio. I want you to know that we can solve this problem. We can deal with it. We can handle it. Because we are what? We are the body of Christ. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he's a what? New creation. Somebody say, I'm new. Somebody say, old things. Church, old things. What used to be has passed away. Behold, all things has become what? New. Vision for solving racism, That's the vision that God gave me. He said, you just got to do it. Tell them to do it. They ain't got to figure it out. Tell them it's already done. Tell them I took care of it already. I killed that devil. I killed that spirit of racism. I defeated it on the cross of Calvary. When I died, I paid for it. I took care of everything. Somebody said, glory to God. Somebody say, I don't own myself no more. My body belong to God. Bless the Lord. Somebody say, bless the Lord. Church, let's do it. Talking to the church of Buffalo. Talking to the church, wherever this message go, I'm talking to the church in Rochester, the church in Williamsville, the church in Tonawanda, the church everywhere, all over the world, the church in Africa, the church in Germany, the church in Japan. We can beat this racism devil. He just keeps sticking his head up, but he ain't got no win because we win. Come on, Will. Start that song up. Glory to God. Somebody say, we win. Bless God. Get him on there. Put him on there, too. Glory to God.
The enemy came up against our home. The enemy came up against our children. The enemy came up against our name. The enemy came up against our character. We will win, win, win. We will win. The enemy came up against our health. The enemy came up against our finances. The enemy came up against our vision. The enemy came up against our business. We will win, win, win. We will win, win, win. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. I know you're hurt.
I know
you're torn.
I know
you're broken. All those may be facts, but the truth still remains. In the name of King Jesus. I stand here today and declare it's my winning season. It's my winning season. It's my winning season. It's our winning season. Wave your hand today if it's your winning season. It's our winning season. It's our winning season. Everything attached to me wins, yeah.
Everything attached to me wins.
Everything attached to me wins.
Everything attached to me wins.
Win. My life, my wife, my church. Oh, we gonna win, gonna win, gonna win, gonna win. Who believe it today? With winners in Christ Jesus. Oh, you will win, you will win, you will win. It's our winning season.
It's our winning season.
It's our winning season.
Well, our time is up. Tune in every Friday at 9:30 a.m. and 8 p.m. Visit us at 11 a.m. Sunday morning, OIC Temple, 940 Broadway. Bishop-elect F.A. Gelsey Sr. Bye-bye.